welcome to Verbally Processing. I'm Christy. It's been a while since I've been back behind the microphone. Matt and I spent over 2 months back home in South Carolina, which is where we're from. We live in California currently, but we just got back from a two-month trip back home. And so I thought that today I could just kind of catch up with you guys and talk about some lessons that I've learned, just surprising lessons that I learned from spending 2 months back home. So thanks for joining me. I'm really glad to be back behind the microphone. I've definitely missed doing this. It's just, you know, spending time with family. I wanted to really prioritize that. And I also have another job. What I do for my main job is I am a private photo editor. And so when we went home, that took priority because those are paying clients. And then the rest of the time, I just really wanted to enjoy the time that we had with family. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about why we left and just give you a little bit of a catch up on the trip, and then move into some lessons that I learned while being there. So, you know, the COVID pandemic, who knew that it would still be going on? Well, of course, God knew. Nothing takes him by surprise, and I'm so thankful for that. He knows. He knows how long we're going to be in this, and he's taking care of us. But the pandemic, and I think being in isolation kind of started to take its toll on me and Matt. We really missed family. So when we left, California was still in the middle of our shelter in place order, where restaurants were closed, state parks were even closed. There was just a lot of stuff that was closed. And it just kind of started to take its toll. We started to feel a little bit homesick, even though we do love living in California. You know, we have fun being together, but we really just wanted to be with our family. And especially since South Carolina was starting to loosen some of their restrictions, where, you know, at least we could go and see our family if we wanted to be back home. So we had been thinking about visiting our family. We usually go and visit them about every 3 or 4 months, and it had been about that long, but for some reason we just missed them a little bit extra this time because of the, you know, the isolation that we'd been in, and we hadn't been in church because we weren't meeting in person. So just, you know, a lot of loneliness, honestly. Well, it was Memorial Day weekend, and we were at a park. We went to a park because they had opened up. So we were at a park really close to our house, just spending the day out. We didn't really plan, you know, we had been thinking about going back home, talking about it, but didn't really have any plans. And Matt had the Friday of Memorial Day weekend off, and then he also had Memorial Day off. So that gave us, you know, a 4-day weekend. So we were walking at the park next to this beautiful lake, and Matt turned to me and he said, "I want to go home." And I said, "You know what? I do too. Why don't we do that?" So we got back home and we started looking up flights, and this was about 7 p.m. or so on Friday evening, and we found a flight that left the next morning at 7:30 a.m. And if we did that, it would be slightly cheaper than if we left on Sunday. And also it would give us a whole extra day with our families. So we decided, hey, is it crazy to get on a plane like less than 12 hours from now? Probably, but should we do it? Yeah, why not? So we booked those tickets. We didn't really have a plan. You know, that's one thing that I really love about this season in our lives, because we don't have a lot of things tying us down right now. We do have an apartment and everything, but we've really made it a priority since we've been here to just live as simply as possible. So we don't have a lot of stuff that we would be missing if we just up and left. And since Matt has been working from home and I work from home regularly, it was just really easy for us to pack up and go home. So we did it. We bought the tickets and we started packing, and we probably stayed up until maybe after midnight, I'm sure. And then we had to leave at 5:30 in the morning, I think. So it was quite the adventure. We didn't have a plan. We didn't know where we were going to stay. Of course, you know, we have a lot of family, so we figured someone would put us up. We didn't have a return ticket. We just bought a one-way ticket. We didn't know when we were going to come back to California. And, you know, I feel like in the middle of a pandemic, you can't really make solid plans anyways. So we'd also had tickets already booked from San Francisco to Germany because a friend of mine had invited me to come to her wedding in Germany. So we had those tickets booked for July 4th week. So we thought, well, you know what, if something crazy happens and that ends up, you know, we're able to go to Germany, then we'll just spend a month back home, come back, and then do the Germany trip. Well, of course, the Germany trip got canceled, sadly. So we just decided, well, since we already had those days off, Matt had taken those days off of work already, that we would just stay home back in South Carolina through those days and just have our vacation down there closer to family so we could see family. And then our anniversary was also on July 17th. So we decided that, you know what, there's not much that we can do back in California and our anniversary is coming up. How about we just stay in till July 17th? Let's do that. That sounds good. Let's spend our anniversary here in South Carolina because, you know, at least maybe we can go to the lake. Lake Jocassee is our favorite spot back home. Maybe we can go there. So we did that. And then Matt's brother, he got married in April. He was supposed to get married on May 2nd, but of course, COVID had other plans. The Lord had other plans. God is Lord over COVID-19. He is. So the Lord had other plans, and so they weren't able to have their normal wedding. So they ended up just doing an intimate ceremony with their parents in April. So they were married, and we weren't able to go. Well, nobody went because that was still when everybody was kind of in quarantine. So they just did it with just their parents. So we were there at home, South Carolina. We were staying through mid-July. And then Matt's brother and his wife, they were able to put together a wedding reception and be able to celebrate their wedding with their friends and family to kind of get back some of what they had lost by not being able to have their original plans go through. You know, she didn't wear her dress for the intimate ceremony, so she wanted her moment with her dress and to have friends and family, you know, congratulating them and giving them their warm wishes and just celebrating with them. So they were able to do a reception, and the date that they settled on was August 1st. So we had already planned to stay through July 17th, 18th. So we just decided, well, hey, why don't we just go ahead and stay another 2 weeks so that we can come to their wedding reception? And I was able to photograph it. It was so much fun. It was such a blast. So we didn't have a plan. We thought maybe we'll be here a month, who knows? And it turned into over 2 months. I think it was May 22nd or 23rd that we left. And then we ended up going back home on August 2nd. Whew, so it was crazy. It was a whirlwind, but it was just so nice to be able to be close to family. And we kind of just really focused on spending time with families. And yes, even though COVID is going on, we just kind of figured, well, we'll just kind of keep to ourselves and our families. And, you know, if anybody gets sick, we tried to be as careful as possible and socially distancing with if we saw anybody else outside of our family. But it was really a sweet time to be back with them. We got to spend some time with our nieces and nephews. I got to be there for my parents' birthdays. My parents' birthdays are a day apart. So I got to be there for that, which was so, so nice. And we also, my family had planned to go to the beach. We got to go with them for a couple of days to Isle of Palms in Charleston. And my sister is dating and we got to meet her boyfriend and spend some time with him. He's from Charleston. And that was just such a blast. He's such a nice guy. We really enjoyed meeting him. And we just had a good time. And there was a couple other things. Oh, yeah. My brother, I knew there was something big that happened that I was so excited to be a part of. So my brother got baptized. God has done an amazing work in my brother's life. He is on fire for Jesus. He's such an example to me. And it's really humbling, really. He will talk to anyone about Jesus and ask them, you know, do you know Jesus? Can I talk to you about him? And he's just so bold. And I admire that. God has really just done an amazing work. My brother used to be the quietest guy ever. He didn't have, you know, too many friends in his life that he talked to, and he just kind of kept to himself. But now he's just telling everybody that he meets about Jesus, and it's awesome. And so he was able to get baptized, and I was able to be there, which was so awesome. I normally would have been missing things like that. So it was such a sweet time to be able to be back. And we kind of, you know, being there for 2 months, we kind of settled into a routine. The Lord really provided for us a place to stay. Amazingly, my parents had been working on renovating a house that they wanted to sell, and they finished it up around Memorial Day weekend. And I think that they weren't planning to sell it until the end of July anyways, because of something with it, they would get a tax break if they held on to it for a certain period of time. I don't know how houses work, so I could be getting those details completely wrong, but they were not planning to sell until the end of July. So it was just going to be empty. And so they said, hey, why don't you stay at that house? So we were able to stay there for 2 months. And my mom and my aunt, between the two of them, they put together some makeshift furniture and some cooking utensils, like anything that I would need. It was amazing. And we already had our mattress and our guest bed that we had back at our house when we lived in Greenville. And we had that already at my parents' house, so we were able to just get that moved over. Matt also had a desk in storage and some computer monitors, so we were able to get that put in. So we ended up having a little, almost like a little Airbnb that we got to stay in for 2 months, and it was so great. So we just settled into a routine of working during the day, seeing family when we could in the evenings, and kind of keeping to ourselves. And so a lot of my education projects that I've been working on, and of course the podcast, just kind of got put on the back burner because we really wanted to prioritize time with family. Now, what really surprised me, I think most of all while being there, was after a couple weeks that we'd been there, I really missed being back in California. And our church started meeting again outside and in person. And when they started meeting again, that just made me miss it even more, because I really, really, really longed to be back with them, because, you know, we hadn't seen them in person since the beginning of March. So I really wanted to be with them. And it's so interesting to me that I felt that way, because this time last year, I'm not kidding, I would have given anything to move back to South Carolina. I really wanted to be back home. And I don't know if I've talked about this much on the podcast, so maybe I'm rehashing it. Maybe this is a repeat and I'm just boring you with these details. But truly, I wanted to come back to South Carolina. I was lonely. I missed my friends. I missed our family. And I didn't feel like I had deep roots here. And I just didn't feel like God was working in my life the way that I kind of envisioned that he would when we moved to California. You know, I had all these plans that, oh, it's going to be so great. We're going to get out of our comfort zones, meet people. It's going to be amazing. God's going to do awesome things. And he has done awesome things. But of course, as it always goes, he doesn't work the way that we expect him to. His plans are always better. And so this time last year, I really wanted to come back to South Carolina. But I distinctly remember the turning point in my heart. And again, I might have shared this already on the podcast, but it was at Friendsgiving with my small group. And I was sitting there, and I had also just met a dear friend, a new friend, where we just kind of clicked. And it's amazing how just having one friend that I clicked with, what just helped me so much to feel more connected and to feel like I had more roots here. It was just amazing. God orchestrated all these things at once, just that friend. And then also I remember being at Friendsgiving and looking around and seeing all the amazing people from my small group and my church just being there and feeling so loved and feeling so at peace and at home with them. And I thought, oh my goodness, this is amazing. How did this happen? How has God been so good to me to give me this? And that is really when my heart shifted and I really, truly loved being in California. And so when we were in South Carolina, after a couple of weeks, I really wanted to come back to California, which was so interesting. You know, I missed our quiet life that we have made for ourselves here. And I know that we can have that back in South Carolina too, but it's just so interesting to me how my heart changed in that way. So that's my update. That's the recap of our trip. I certainly did not mean to take 15 minutes of the podcast on it, but I've just missed talking to you guys and being behind the microphone. So it's fun to connect and to be back here. So let me go ahead and move into some lessons that I learned from spending 2 months back home in South Carolina. Number one, we really need a lot less than we think we do. You know, the house that we stayed in, it was a small house, a quaint house. It was not very big at all. It didn't have a lot of the things that I would normally want in a house. And we didn't have a lot of furniture. We only had 1 week's worth of clothes with us. We didn't have a lot of, you know, we didn't have any decorations at the house, you know, anything that, you know, would have normally made a space feel like home. And I didn't have a ton of cooking supplies. I had a couple pots that were kind of small and a few forks and four plates, I think, and maybe 6 cups or something. But really we truly had everything that we needed. Everything that we needed was just right there. And it made me really think how much stock we put in things, how much money we spend on things in our homes or just in our lives to make our lives better or something like that. That is just not totally necessary. They're nice to have, but it just made me really thankful that I could be there and recognize that, you know what? I don't need to be so tied to my stuff. We really have everything that we need. Another lesson that I learned is that I'm so blessed to have a lot of people that care about me. Of course, our family, and we had such a great time with our family, and they love us and they want to spend time with us, which is so great. I know that there are many families who don't have the kind of relationship that Matt and I do with our families. We love our families. And there's also so many amazing friends that I got to catch up with that I truly have missed while being in California. And it was just such a sweet time. But then again, like I just mentioned, I also had people that I missed back in California. So I just truly felt a heart of gratitude to the Lord for blessing me with so many people in my life. And kind of along those lines, a lesson that I learned is that my heart really is in two places at once. I don't think that I realized that until spending so long there and really enjoying being there, but at the same time, truly missing being back in California. My heart is in two places at once. And that's a little bit bittersweet for sure. It's amazing. I'm blessed, but it is bittersweet because I know that while I'm here in California, I'm missing people back home. And maybe there'll be a time that God calls us to move back home and I'm truly going to miss the friends that we've built relationships with here and just the beautiful scenery that's here in California. Oh, you know, we can be in so many of the most beautiful places in the world with just a 3 or 4 hour drive, sometimes less. In fact, last night I went to Half Moon Bay and it was under 40 minutes for us to get there from my apartment, which is crazy to me. So really my heart is in two places at once. Now, I'm going to get into some more serious lessons. I think the third lesson that I learned is that devotions and quiet time with God, which I kind of talked about on one of my last episodes of the podcast, they really have to be a priority. So I think that when we first got there, I spent some time, I really didn't spend a lot of time in quiet time or having devotions because I just felt like, oh, my schedule's all messed up. I don't have time for it. Or like, oh, I just longed for my little quiet corner in my apartment where I do my devotions. And just having things just so in my daily routine and things like that. But I, you know, so I would make up excuses, but I have to make devotions a priority because God will meet with me anywhere. I have to make it a priority. And if we say to ourselves, well, once I have this, then I'll go back to my quiet time, then we're never going to do it. And when you don't do it and you don't spend consistent time in the Word, I'm not going to talk about this a lot because I talked about it a lot in my last episode, but when we don't spend consistent time in the Word, then our priorities are all out of whack, and that's when my heart gets unsettled. And so I spent some time being a little bit unsettled because I wasn't making it a priority, but I realized that I had to make it a priority, which leads me to my next lesson, that prayer is powerful. Prayer is so powerful. So I realized that I hadn't been making time for God. I hadn't been spending time with him in his word or in prayer. So a sweet friend of mine, we decided to just hold each other accountable. And what we decided to do, we were both struggling with our prayer lives. We decided to call each other every morning that we could on the weekdays in the morning at 8 a.m. and just spend time in prayer. And maybe we only did it eight or 10 times. I don't know, but it was so powerful. We started with a devotional that we did together on the Bible app, the YouVersion Bible app. I don't know if you knew this, but you can read plans with friends. So we started with this plan, this devotional plan by Tim Keller on prayer, and we could kind of keep up with each other's progress. So when I would go on and see that she'd read that day's reading, it made me want to go on and read that day's reading. And so that kept us accountable. So we did that for 2 weeks. And then we started calling each other. We realized, you know what? Prayer is not a huge priority in our lives. So we started calling each other in the mornings. And at first, it was really weird. I gotta admit, there was one time where we were talking and we decided to just praise God with each other back and forth. And it was really awkward for me at first. I kind of was at a loss for words. I didn't know what to say. It was a little bit awkward. But as we continued to do it, and as we practiced, and as we prayed together, it became more and more natural. And I really did see God do a work in my life and in her life through the prayers that we were praying. I saw some prayers answered immediately. I think that one of the things, maybe I should do a whole podcast on prayer, but before I get too ahead of myself, because I don't want this to be too long. But one of the things that I think keeps us from seeing God's answer to prayers is that we don't pray enough and we don't pray specifically. But when you're constantly praying and praying for specific things, you're going to see him answer. And so I saw so many answers to prayer, and really God did a work in my heart too, to bring me closer to him and build more contentment in my heart, because I was really missing California. But it was powerful. So prayer is powerful. Now, my last serious lesson is that God wants me to trust him no matter what. He's got it in his hands. It felt a little bit unsettling not knowing when we were coming back, and some other things happened with other friends just because of Corona and everything being so up in the air. You know, we try to make our plans, we try to control things, but God wants us to trust him. He wants us to trust him no matter what. And he's going to do whatever it takes to wean us away from this world and away from this life and away from the comforts that we put in place of God that we think we need to be happy or content or at peace. He's going to wean us away from those because he wants us to draw close to him. He wants us to be in his word and to be close to him. And he wants us to trust him. So that's another lesson that I learned, that God wants me to trust him no matter what. And I'm so thankful that he's teaching me that. He's still teaching me that. Now, before I close, I have one last lesson, which is kind of a silly one. So here's the lesson. Wear long pants and a long sleeve shirt if you plan to kayak for 5 hours. So the day before the wedding reception for Matt's brother that I photographed, we decided to go kayaking with his parents, okay? And this was 2 days before our flight back home. And we put on sunscreen, But we kayaked for 5 hours and all of us got so sunburned. The worst sunburn I've ever gotten. And Matt's was even worse. We got so sunburned and his mom got sunburned, except for Matt's dad. Matt's dad did not get sunburned because Matt's dad wore long pants and a long shirt and a hat. And we were kind of making fun of him a little bit because he looked kind of silly. But he was the smart one. He was the smart one. So if you're going to kayak, I would say maybe for any period of time in the open water, because we were on the open water. We didn't stick over in the shade. We were in the open water. If you're going to do that, wear your sun protective clothing. Okay, just do it. Embrace how silly you look and just wear it. You will be thankful because, man, I ended up having to wear long pants in South Carolina in the heat outside for this reception because we did an outside reception so we could be socially distanced and everything for Matt's brother. I had to wear long pants while photographing because my legs were so burned that if the sun touched them, it would just hurt so bad. And I really regretted it. And then on our flight home, Matt had some horrible blisters develop on his ankles and he literally spent like 4 or 5 days after we got back in bed because he was so sunburned. It was terrible. So there you go. That's my advice. And really quick, I'll just tell you about our trip back. So there ended up being a delay in our first flight. We left on Sunday morning. We were supposed to get home to California at 12:30 p.m., but there was a delay on the flight. And we had to deplane and then wait, and we missed our connecting flight, but we were able to get back home. And it was so interesting when we got home how unfamiliar it felt, because really we just moved to a new apartment in April, and we only spent a month here before we went back home. So actually, I spent longer in this little makeshift, you know, a house Airbnb type thing that my mom had put together for us. We spent 2 months there and only 1 month in our apartment before we came back. So everything was so unfamiliar. I remember getting in my car and I didn't even recognize it. And I had to think, wait a minute, is this my car? Because I'd been driving someone else's car for 2 months and the streets were unfamiliar. It was almost like moving again. But also it kind of felt like Christmas too, because when we got home, I kept finding stuff that I'd forgotten I had. Like I came back and I had a whole closet full of clothes and it's like, oh my goodness, I actually do have more than a week's worth of clothes. It's amazing. And just some cooking stuff that I totally forgot I had, and just random things that I'm like, oh wow, this is so useful. I can't believe I have this. So it made me really grateful to have all that stuff. It was kind of hilarious. So I'm glad to be back with you guys. I'm excited for next week when we dive into another topic. I love California. I love living here. I'm so glad to be back. And I really want to enjoy every minute that I'm here and just live my life with gratitude every day for everything that God has given me. Even though we're in the middle of a pandemic, I know that He's going to take care of me. And it's just exciting to see God work in my heart and to draw me closer to Him. So I'm thankful to be back. Thanks for listening, guys, and I can't wait to do some more verbally processing with you next week.